You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We have good news and we have bad news about the debt limit with which to begin today. The good news is that Senate Republicans have decided against driving the economy into a ditch. There is a tentative deal to put off a possible default until December the 3rd. The bad news is that there's a tentative deal to put off a possible default until December the 3rd, which means we will be doing this whole dance all over again in less than 2 months. So there is that. You might remember, if you heard the program yesterday, I had a conversation with Mary Daly, the president of the San Francisco Fed. Talked about a lot of stuff, one of which was the two vacancies in the regional Fed president ranks because of the resignations of Robert Kaplan from the Dallas Fed and Eric Rosengren from Boston about revelations about their illegal but unseemly securities trading. So the question is, who replaces those two and who decides? Fed Chair Jerome Powell says he is committed to diversifying the regional Fed bank. So Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer takes us on a walk through the process.
Each of the Fed's regional banks has a board of 9 directors. A group of them is in charge of hiring a new Reserve Bank president, forming a search committee, and usually hiring a search firm. Former Fed economist Stephanie Aronson says the Fed needs to restore the trust it lost because of the controversy around Kaplan and Rosengren.
There's a real opportunity now to replace them with diverse candidates who people will feel are able to represent them.
For decades, the regional bank board members were mostly white men, but that's changing.
It's so much better than it has been historically.
Peter Conti Brown teaches financial regulation at the Wharton School. He says now only one of the 6 directors who'll be choosing the new Boston Fed president is a white man. In Dallas, 2 of the 6 are white men. Last week, Fed Chair Jerome Powell told Congress the Fed will work hard to, quote, give a fair shot to diverse candidates. But Conti Brown isn't sure how Powell will do that.
Has he said that the Board of Governors will veto certain candidates if they don't meet certain categories?
The Fed's Board of Governors in Washington does get a final vote, but the selection process is still pretty opaque, says Benjamin Dolchin, head of the watchdog group FedUp. He wants
a transparent, clear process where they are sort of laying out for the public, like, here's our criteria, here's who we're interviewing, here are the questions that we're asking.
When that process wraps up, the new Boston Fed president will have almost immediate influence. The regional bank president don't all get to vote on interest rate decisions. The vote rotates each year. And in 2022, the Boston Fed gets to vote. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.